This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
May 2017, we're going to have Roger Stone, whose plane just set down in Austin, here in the second hour. He's going to be here for the next 3 days in studio with us. And then we're also going to have Mike Cernovich of True Independent Journalism fame, for all his great contacts and scoops. He's going to be joining us in the last 30 minutes as well, as we put all three of our brains together on what's currently happening. Of course, I broke last Tuesday and Wednesday the exclusive that Trump was looking at a major shakeup in the White House. And, of course, that's in the New York Times yesterday. It is the big top story in the country. Word for word, what I said Trump was reportedly saying, because it's no secret in the White House. He's, quote, mad at almost everybody except the American people, and just says, I don't care what Congress or the Democrats or anybody say. They're a bunch of traitors trying to run this country into the ground. They let the Democrats engage in any crimes they want. And I decided to fire Comey. I don't need the recommendations. And I fired him over a bunch of stuff, including Russia. It's total made-up malarkey. And they go, sir, you just admitted obstruction of justice. It's not obstruction of justice when they've had this long investigation and the intelligence committee say there's no evidence and the Clintons are on the Russian payroll and the Chinese payroll and Trump isn't. All they've got is General Flynn as a consultant going to an RT gala and being paid and going to Turkey and getting paid and going to England and getting paid and going to a half dozen other countries. That's what you do. When you're a top general and Obama fires you, then you go as a consultant and you get paid for speeches. It's not a half million or a million or 2 million. Bill Clinton's been paid $2 million for a speech. It's a payoff. It's not a payoff when you get paid $30,000 to go give a speech when you're a general. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all they've got. And now the Senate Democrats say they may refuse to vote on Trump's FBI pick. Just refuse. That's right. Because it's unheard of, they say, what happened. Bill Clinton fired his FBI chief the day after Vince Foster's body was found lifeless. Bill Clinton fired 93 of the 100 U.S. attorneys. Sessions fired 46, and they called that the unbelievable corruption, impeachable. No one has ever done anything like that before. Because they're targeting low-information population. The pseudo-intellectual gods of our planet, the liberals. So we're going to be breaking that down today as well. A school cancels Mother's Day in Canada. More schools cancel it here in the United States. Got a powerful Mark Dice piece coming up, breaking that down. Study describing breastfeeding as natural is unethical because it reinforces gender codes. That's mainstream news of the Journal of Pediatrics. That's right. Breastfeeding is unethical to even use the term. The term mother and father is hateful. This is a cult of anti-science garbage where Bill Guy, the science guy, now says chromosomes don't affect gender. And there's another one. Yes, men can have periods, and we need to talk about them. No, you don't have a uterus. No, you don't have a vagina. No, you can't have babies. No, no, no. You do not control reality, you group of lying trash. Oh, you hate people that... I don't care what you think you are, if you think you're a dog or the Easter Bunny or a Keebler elf on PCP from Klandathu. What I do know is this is all a war on Western culture to make us all mentally ill. I'm Alex Jones. Strap yourselves in.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
In your hearts are inscribed the values of service, sacrifice, and devotion. Now you must go forth into the world and turn your hopes and dreams into action. America has always been the land of dreams because America is a nation of true believers. When the pilgrims landed at Plymouth, they prayed. When the founders wrote the Declaration of Independence, they invoked our Creator 4 times. Because in America, we don't worship government, we worship God. Why our elected officials put their hands on the Bible and say, "So help me God," as they take the oath of office. It is why our currency proudly declares, "In God we trust."
That's right. God,
and it's why we proudly proclaim that we are one nation under God every time we say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I'll play a larger segment of the speech later in the hour on this live Sunday, 14th day of May, 2017 global broadcast. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're here live every Sunday, if the Lord permits, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. And then, of course, back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I always say, we'll be back live tomorrow or I'll be back live Sunday, God willing, Lord willing, because I'm a superstitious man. I wasn't even taught superstition. It's like certain things, I just automatically have a deep feeling in my psyche or my instincts. And one of them is I don't expect to be here tomorrow. I don't take for granted the great gift that's consciousness in life and all the things that God's done for me and my family and done for all of us. And that's why sometimes I hate to even say a prayer before I eat dinner, because I feel like if I'm going to actually start thanking God, that it's almost like a joke to just spend 30 seconds doing it. Do you get what I'm saying? It's not like I'm some pious Pharisee or Sadducee up there on the hilltop telling you how great I am. I'm a wicked devil. But I love God. And I'm going to break something down here for everybody. My gut, my instinct tells me Donald Trump is super good. My gut, 3 years ago when I first started supporting him, told me he was for real, and my gut's never wrong, but intellectually, I didn't like him. I didn't like glitz. I don't like glamour. I saw him hanging around with the Clintons sometimes in New York, and I just fundamentally, at a earthly level, don't like mainline TV shows like The Apprentice and things like that. And so I really just dislike Hollywood and all that stuff in general. I get Trump was just basically using that for his business. But my instinct told me he was really a good guy. And we've seen intellectually the things he's done that have been very good. But I just want to break something down here for folks. At a fundamental level, I resent very few things in my life. And I also don't really look back in hindsight. I just try to be a good person. And I'm not ashamed of a lot of things. But I got to tell you, I'm ashamed of the fact that I haven't defended Trump more and even more ardently. And the fact that I've jumped on the bandwagons sometimes attacking the president, because I do want to be absolutely truthful about what he's doing. And I do want to criticize the bad things he's doing. And so intellectually, I feel good about criticizing him and I want to do it more. But then spiritually, at a gut level, my gut just says, stop doing that. So it really is a strange phenomenon in my research, in my understanding, in my intellectual breakdown, but also in my discernment, because it's very, very paradoxical. There's a lot of forces around Trump. Very, very important things are happening on this planet right now, and Donald Trump is being used for a greater purpose. We are all being used for greater purposes, but I'm telling you, there is a energetic, spiritual vortice, event horizon around Donald Trump. And it's around a lot of people, and for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. Evil is being poured out into the world right now. And there's a quickening, an acceleration, a movement towards singularity that's incontrovertible. Whether you look at the spiritual research, or whether you look at the cultural research, or the mathematical research, the scientific research, humanity is under massive, sustained, super intelligent attack. And if you look at what Trump's doing overall, it is causing irrevocable damage and setbacks to those that are attacking capitalism, free market, the family, the nation state, the worker, the striver, the builder, the idea of building a world for humans, celebrating coal miners, celebrating steel workers, celebrating teachers, celebrating people that just work hard. That's the Americana. That's the Renaissance. That's the ideal of optimism and you know, kind of a 1950s worldview that is the futuristic system. It's the 50s that passed the Civil Rights Act. It's the 50s that said we shouldn't be corrupt. It's the 50s that said we should be even better. We can do anything. That got hijacked and turned into a globalist, socialist, guilt-ridden, mind control cult system. But you don't think of the 50s as the future, but it is the future. It's the time when the space program got launched and all these different secrets of the universe were unlocked. And the globalists don't want that type of outlook. And Donald Trump is a 1950s throwback, but he's back to the future. Some people say it's like he's a man from the future, even though he's a throwback in so many ways, because they blocked off future by the 60s and 70s. They began to arrest development, not just of individuals, but the culture itself, and began to compartmentalize the society and shut down systems that make people fundamentally successful culturally, which is more important than being successful even in monetary systems. They make people feel like failures in the culture by not letting them go through rites of passage, not letting them actually go out and fail. It's like the old Aerosmith song says, you got to lose, know how to win. And I don't want to get too esoteric here or philosophical. It's just, this is a big time to be alive. And Trump comes in with a hard line to China. He gets most of what he wants from China. Then he reverses and says how great the Chinese, you know, president slash dictator's wife is. And wow, he learned about the history of China and all their problems with North Korea, and now he understands more of China's problems. That's not Trump being ignorant. That's Trump saying face-saving statements to the Chinese dictator so he can go back and get done what the president basically twisted his arm to do. And under the Asian systems, especially China with face-saving, he sat there and said a lot of really nice things about the Chinese government to get them to do what he wanted. But then you see these little one-dimensional know-it-alls reading off teleprompters with an army of writers like Colbert or Oliver or any of these people on HBO. And they're just like, what an idiot, what a moron, what a flip-flopper. Trump always said, I'm going to come in really hard on the first negotiation, and then I'm going to get a lot because I'm going to negotiate hard. And again, that's just one microcosm of how if you really know what Trump's doing, then you see how smart it is and how good it is and why the elites hate it. But then you see how the media spins it. It's something completely different. Now, let me tell you what's coming up today. Roger Stone's got big breaking news. He'll be in studio with us. So does Mike Cernovich. He's going to be on via Skype. That's in the second hour. Stone just landed. He'll be here soon. We've got the latest attacks over the firing of the FBI director. We'll get into that. We'll get into his powerful pro-Christian, pro-God calling in the birthright. It's key. It's metaphysical. The enemy knows it. That's why they're so upset. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to the attacks on Mother's Day. We're going to get to so many key reports straight ahead. Oh, and something even bigger. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diet of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hardly ever see any attention, though. There are probably 100 news articles out the last 2 days about how Roger Stone is the ultimate villain on Earth. They actually have that headline. The ultimate villain. Just search engine it. Roger Stone. Pure evil incarnate. And then he's never told me a lie. He's been nothing but accurate. He pioneered negative advertising, exposing Democrats as communist dirtbags. That's called telling the truth. Hundreds of articles the last few days attacking yours truly, being in the documentary, Get Me Roger Stone. Donald Trump's interviewed in it, I'm interviewing it. It's very well done. And then Roger plays the part kind of a villain, joking around, and admits he's just joking. That's why he dresses like the Riddler. It's just to get attention. It's branding. And they go, oh, you're fake. He goes, no, I'm pushing what I really believe in, but I do it in a flamboyant style so that I get attention, kind of like neon on the outside of your restaurant. It's just crazy how they play games with the public's minds. And the reason I raise that is there are hundreds of articles, 100 the last day, calling him supervillain, ultimate villain. On and on and on. And then there are a bunch of news articles in the Daily Mail and then some German newspapers and stuff, and it's gotten no attention. This has been out for 2 weeks. So I went down the rabbit hole this morning. I spent about 2 hours researching this, and it was worse than I even thought. And then I saw UN briefings and just all of it, and the UN saying, oh, we can't do anything about it. And then, of course, I understand this is a whole UN globalist operation in Syria, in Libya. It's in International Business Times. It's in Al Jazeera. I mean, it's admitted, but they just report it like they're talking about there was a wreck on I-45 or something today and somebody got killed. They just report it so dryly, like coffee's half off at the local grocery store. And I sat there for 2 hours, and I went and watched videos that I'm not even going to tweet out, and I'm not even going to show here. That's mainstream news. I mean, I'll give BBC credit. They push globalism a lot, but they actually reported on a lot of this, and I can't even show it to you, even though it's BBC. You want to go down the rabbit hole, you go do it. There's videos of them killing people and taking their organs out while they're alive, showing them to them, and harvesting little kids. And then a lot of people just have their organs taken, you know, one kidney or whatever. And this is in the Turkish refugee camps. And then there's ISIS fighters. If they get wounded, they sit there and don't even give them anesthesia because they want to keep them alive for the blood still pumping so they can get more of the organs out and put them on ice. Then they sell them to the Turkish government, just like Turkey, you know, bought billions of dollars of stolen oil from Al-Qaeda and ISIS. And I sat there and spent 2 hours this morning, even though every time I didn't want to do it, I did it to be a man, and I watched them torturing people to death and cutting their organs out and killing little kids. And I did it because I've got to face the truth. And I watch videos of ISIS killing little kids and chopping people's heads off and everything else. There's countless videos of 6-, 7-, 8-year-olds killing other kids. I mean, this is the most satanic crap ever. And then making people eat parts of dead bodies. I mean, this is the most unbelievable stuff I've ever seen. And then I know the whole history of it, incontrovertible fact, that Hillary and Obama and the UN and NATO and the French government especially, the British government, by the way, by the middle of it, said we're not part of this for the first time in 100 years, voted to not back the U.S. Takeover. To the British credit, that's just I'm giving them credit. The French, like, honchoed this stuff. Very shameful. In Libya, in Syria, you name it. And they are chopping people up and then making the other Muslims eat it before they kill them, believing it sends them to hell if they eat a person. Now, a Muslim can cut up another person and not go to hell. If you cut up a pig, you go to hell. So they could just give him a piece of pork to make him go to hell, they believe. But no, but they're not allowed to touch pork. So they're sitting there cutting up people on tables. We've shown the video before. I'm not going to show it again. And they're making people eat it before they kill them. There it is. ISIS barbarians embrace cannibalism. Experts claim as terror chefs rule human flesh is okay to eat if food supplies run low. Well, there's no claim. It's all on video. They put it out themselves. Now, look at this headline. Cash-strapped ISIS kills its own wounded fighters to sell their organs. That's out of the Daily Mail. It has all the links to it. ISIS selling kidnapped children to organ traffickers in Turkey to fund the caliphate, and that's got all the links, the UN admissions. I mean, you can just search any of this for yourself. This is unbelievable. Underbelly of the war, trade in human organs. Now, this is all mainstream news, folks. You can look it up for yourself. Now, I watched again while I was on the elliptical a short documentary. I forget the exact name. I have to send it to the crew. It was just one of the trending news pieces. It was, this man worked in an iPhone factory for 6 months was the headline. Chinese-American. They go there. He admits they got suicide nets in the hallways, in the stairwells, on the building, that they basically work you to death. They totally control you. And I was just thinking about a slave literally made my iPhone. And I'm a hypocrite, but I admit it because I do so much with this evil device, even though it's spying on me. I still use it because it's so effective. But it's a Trojan horse. It's Promethean fire. But then Apple, if you research it, is the worst company with the lowest pay. $450 a month is what an iPhone average worker gets there. And I knew that. That's the high end. But they make you buy all your food and stuff from the company store. So you basically are lucky if you make $100 every 6 months that you send home to your family. And then I remembered headlines from the Democrats a few months ago saying, oh, China's so wonderful, Trump's wrong. Their wages have equalized with the United States. And it's totally not true. No one's paid $450 a month in the United States. I mean, you're part-time, you're paid that a week. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. They take taxes out there, too. And they make you buy your food from the company store. They got suicide nets. They're forced drugging people. They have forced abortions. And it's still going on. And now they admitted how they keep them compartmentalized. So they never even know how to have a job outside of the factory. So they never learn any skill. Each person has one thing, like put a screw in or snap this together. And then they're never allowed to go through all the different areas to make sure that no one ever could leave and even have any skills. They don't want you to get anything out of the job. It's just, it's pure evil. Pure. And no one cares. The trendies don't care. They're busy saying uteruses are bad and that women shouldn't have uteruses because nobody else has them. I'm not kidding. That's mainstream news. Remember 3 years ago they were saying mother and father on entrance forms all over the U.S. and Europe? Don't say mother and father. It's hurtful. Someone may not have one. People didn't believe me. It's now canceling Mother's Day all over the country and saying it's hurtful that people have mothers or fathers. Because it hurts gay people's feelings. What planet are we on? It's all about the annihilation of science, the annihilation of identity, the annihilation of procreation. It's all a scientific admitted plan to end humanity. They're not just getting rid of the nuclear families the average liberal hates. They're getting rid of everything.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Now we see the earth.
comfort. We won't have any standard of living. We won't have any standards in society. We won't have any basic human rights or God-given rights. And if you look at communist China, they've killed over 100 million of their own people, 80-plus million of it under Mao. They are just as bad as they ever were. And as consumers and just as a nation, we're not trying to basically pressure them in any way to stop what they're doing. And then you look at what our elites are doing under Hillary and Obama and others. They launched the Arab Spring, backing radical Islam. They launched Al-Qaeda and then ISIS into Syria, where they've killed hundreds of thousands of Christians and where they're persecuting them in mass. And they know, it's in the news that they've sold tens of thousands of little girls below the age of, you know, 6-7 years of age into sex slavery, and then some of them are taken by the thousands, and their organs are harvested while they're alive, kicking and screaming, because the Islamists think that's greater terror and greater evil to the Christian infidels' children that they're killing. And as they flail around, it keeps blood pumping to the organs, so that they're not going bad, not rotting, you know, not going into rigor mortis, which can happen in just 5-10 minutes before they're put on ice and then smuggled out into Turkey, who sells them. And I have stacks of news admitting it, but it's back of the newspaper. There's one, UPI, the underbelly of Syria's war, a thriving trade in human organs. Ladies and gentlemen, you cannot make this up. Let's go ahead and roll a clip here of Trump invoking God, bringing Christ back into things. Because, again, that fundamentally angers the globalists. They want the state to be God, just like in Soviet Russia or communist China. That's the system they want. And if you look at the countries that have any basic human rights or any social safety or any freedom, it's Christian nations, and they're using our openness to exploit us now. They're using our openness to destroy our basic freedoms. They're using our openness to sell us on saying, oh, get rid of Mother's Day because there might be two guys that have an adopted kid or two women. Oh, but now don't say men or women. That's hurtful for someone that doesn't think that they're a human. They're a non-binary life form, or they're a dog, or they want to put Drano in their eyes because they identify as a blind person. I'm sorry, visually impaired. And it becomes just this war on reality all over the country where they're canceling Mother's Day. This is a scientific attack to end the human species. That's all this is. You go to Texas A&M, one of the top research facilities in the world for eradicating screwworms or other types of mosquitoes or fire ants, and it's all a chemical or hormonal attack on the reproductive system. That's how you reduce population. And that's, it was in the 60s they said, we're going to promote homosexuality so people don't have families, don't have kids, and identify the state as their family. That's what collectivism is. I don't hate somebody because they're a homosexual. The point is, government and corporations are using this for control. Then they want to intimidate everybody else to not say we love God or not say that we don't worship the state. There's this intimidation. Let's go ahead and roll the president yesterday.
You are about to begin the greatest adventure of your life. Just think for a moment of how blessed you are to be here today at this great, great university, living in this amazing country, surrounded by people who you love and care about so much. Then ask yourself, with all of those blessings and all of the blessings that you've been given, what will you give back to this country and, indeed, to the world? What imprint will you leave in the sands of history? What will future Americans say we did in our brief time right here on Earth? Did we take risks? Did we dare to defy expectations? Did we challenge accepted wisdom and take on established systems? I think I did, but we all did, and we're all doing it. Or did we just go along with convention, swim downstream so easily with the current, and just give in because it was the easy way, it was the traditional way, or it was the accepted way. Remember this, nothing worth doing ever, ever, ever came easy. Following your convictions means you must be willing to face criticism from those who lack the same courage to do what is right. And they know what is right, but they don't have the courage or the guts or the stamina to take it and to do it. It's called the road less traveled. I know that each of you will be a warrior for the truth, will be a warrior for our country and for your family. I know that each of you will do what is right, not what is the easy way, and that you will be true to yourself and your country and your beliefs. In my short time in Washington, I've seen firsthand how the system is broken. A small group of failed voices who think they know everything and understand everyone want to tell everybody else how to live and what to do and how to think. But you aren't going to let other people tell you what you believe, especially when you know that you're right.
That's right, folks. They are attacking Christians, the globalists work with Islam, you name it. They want.
And those of you graduating here today who have given 500,000 hours of charity last year alone, unbelievable amount of work and charity, and few universities or colleges can claim anything even close. We don't need a lecture from Washington on how to lead our lives.
That's right. We're so sick of these control freaks.
I'm standing here looking at the next generation of American leaders. There may very well be a president or two in our midst. Anybody think they're going to be president? Raise your hand. In your hearts are inscribed the values of service, sacrifice, and devotion. Now you must go forth into the world and turn your hopes and dreams into action.
That's right.
America has always been the land of dreams because America is a nation of true believers. When the pilgrims landed at Plymouth, they prayed. When the founders wrote the Declaration of Independence, they invoked our Creator four times. Because in America, we don't worship government, we worship God.
All right, we're going to play more of the speech in hour number two. The reason I'm playing so much of this today is this is coffin nails to the satanic religion of world government. It's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists hate God, they hate Christ, they hate prosperity, they hate the family, they hate creation. And they're now banning Mother's Day, saying it's hateful and hurtful. School cancels Mother's Day to celebrate diversity, and elementary school is canceling Mother's Day and Father's Day events in an effort to celebrate diversity and inclusivity after a traumatic incident involving one of its students.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
War with the American people and at war with any populist movement, be it left or right, that seeks to return power from the multinational unelected corporations back to the nation state and back to the people. At the end of World War II, the term information war was coined by the United States. Previously, it was called mind war by the Germans or psychological operations by the British. In information warfare, you may use truth, you may use mixed truth and lies, or you may use pure deception like false flag attacks. And if you look at the corporate media today, they're using a wide range of information warfare techniques against the American people. In fact, 4 years ago, Congress actually legalized the domestic use of deception by the CIA and other agencies against the American people. We've all seen the reports of former President Obama calling gun owners and Christians bitter clingers. We've seen mainstream media come out and call for the death of Donald Trump. We've witnessed Keith Olbermann call for foreign governments to overthrow the president. What has gotten them into this mindset? Here at InfoWars, more and more, even the establishment has to admit, we are able to take control of the narratives. We're able to defeat major media combines that are 15, 20 times bigger than we are. were able to defeat entire consortiums and combines of media that are hundreds of times bigger than we are. Because we're tapping into basic truths, we're tapping into basic archetypes, we're tapping into you, the people of America and the world, who have a race consciousness memory of the long drive of humans to develop new technologies, to control our environments, and to build a better world. And in our research in InfoWars, we've come upon some frightening conclusions that are massively backed up with hard science. And it's this. Why does mainstream media hate the average people so much? Why does it seek to break up the family? Why does it seek to make us poor and dumb us down? Because if you study war psychology, you then realize the elites and the media themselves, in their quest for total power, have bought into their own lies and have absolutely dehumanized everyone else but themselves. And that's the essence of war propaganda, is demonizing your enemy, dehumanizing them, making them less than human, so you can ruthlessly carry out your operations. And if you're fighting for your survival, that's an instinct that we need to have. But not when it's being done by a scientific and technological elite through the military-industrial complex that President Eisenhower warned us about in his farewell address in 1961. So here's the big revelation. We've had corporate weaponized media for decades perched on top of us, demonizing the American people, demonizing free market, demonizing individualism, and trying to dismember and dismantle anything that makes communities, families, and individual persons strong. Because under this global corporate system, they admit they want passive people that can be programmed. What has this done? It's stagnated our culture. It's created incredible enmity. We've been divided. We've been conquered. And now, the corporate press itself has degenerated so much that despite the fact that the public's been confused and dumbed down, they realize that it's the mouthpiece of the globalist system that has done this to us. Corporate media is promoted. It's empowered. It's given bonuses when it's vicious, when it lies, when it backs the system. But the reporters themselves, many of them aren't consciously evil. They just want to believe what they're doing is good, so they start this demonization process of their opposition, whether it's local farmers or Second Amendment advocates or non-GMO activists or people that are concerned about the dangers of vaccines that the inserts admit they have. We're all then demonized, and we see professors and media and others calling for us to be hung or calling for us to be killed. Again, they have degenerated the dialogue to a point where it's actually forced the people to kind of come out of this collective dream state, this coma, and realize we're under attack. And if you study feudalism, and if you study oligarchies, and if you study monarchies, you see the same pattern of elites where they become disconnected from reality happening over and over again. And you see the MSM, who see the rest of the people as flyover country, arrogantly in those press conferences attacking President Trump or attacking anyone else that dares to challenge the orthodoxy that they're the establishment and that they hold the keys to the cultural systems of our country and our planet. They are textbook disconnected elites who are incredibly spoiled and entitled and believe that everybody else should just bow to whatever the latest cause du jour or propaganda is. And so my message to the corporate media is this. You have a 6% approval rating, according to your own AP research. You're losing more and more of your audience almost on a daily basis. You're not pertinent anymore. And until you recognize your own humanity and recognize the humanity of the general population and of people that disagree with you, and until you transcend this animalistic dumbing down of the information, you're going to continue to not be relevant, and you're going to continue to make yourselves completely and totally abhorred, hated, and obsolete. So if you look at mainstream dinosaur media for what they are, corporate mercenaries, government mercenaries, there to sell a cold-blooded planetary technocracy agenda of crony capitalism, of total consolidated control, of TPP and IMF and World Bank running our countries, and the people have no vote and no say. When you pull back and look at the EU and the UN and all these other global corporate combines, and you see how nakedly authoritarian they are and how they're exempt from taxes and regulations. They are the new royalty. And they're even more arrogant than ancient royalty, because at least ancient royalty had to hide behind their castle walls from the serfs outside that they were starving to death. They knew the effects of what they were doing. But now this elite is even more disconnected than any other humans in history from what they're actually doing to the people. And of course, that's the biggest lie of all, that they're disconnected. They think they're disconnected, but the culture and the dumbing down and the diseases and the cancer and the GMO and all the horrible things that are like plagues upon Egypt from biblical times are affecting the globalists and their children and their families. You look at elitists, you look at billionaires, they have one of the highest rates of suicide in their families. They have one of the highest rates of mental illness. They're some of the most unhappy people out there because they're so selfish and because they believe amassing more raw power, freedom be damned, will somehow fulfill them. When they're like a man in a desert with no water, but he's got a big bag of gold and a bag of jewels, and all it does is weigh him down and kill him by keeping him from getting to the oasis that was 20 miles away. The world, Hollywood, MSM, all the big power structures, they have nothing to offer you because it's all based on a lie. Spending time with your family, being an honorable person, being a carpenter, going and helping the homeless. Whatever it is you choose to do, empowering others will empower you, because that's what we're really designed to do. Look at how the corporate media calls us fake news for saying that Obama and Hillary helped create ISIS and the Arab Spring. That's an admitted fact. Look at how they attack us when we said Obamacare would double your premiums and had death panels, you couldn't keep your doctor, and they called us racist. But everybody knows now that's true. That happened. Everybody who has a memory. But as Gruber said, the average American doesn't have an attention span and is stupid, thank God. Well, you know what? I don't think you're stupid. I know that they've dumbed the media down and have not called these politicians out on their lies, and so that's how they've basically gotten away with this. It's not because you didn't have a memory. It's because they sat there and backed up the lies for so long, people gave up hope. But the truth is, hope's coming back, and you can see it all over the world as unelected corporate world government begins to collapse. So my message to the establishment's this. You are stagnant. You are full of entropy and greed and arrogance. You're the most selfish people I've ever seen. And if you don't realize that your own selfishness is going to destroy you, then you get what you deserve. I'm just concerned that as the globalist system begins to collapse, it could spark a worldwide war or depression and hurt a lot of innocent people. And that's why folks that are on the fence in government and in corporations and in positions of power who know that I'm right and who know from their own research and perspective that a lot of things are worse than I'm even saying, it's up to you, good men and women, to take action. The problem is a lot of good people aren't arrogant. And so they kind of see it as aggressive to be leaders. Don't be a leader because you're arrogant. Be a leader because your children and my children need you. Let's do it together. Let's bring in the new renaissance. Let's believe in humanity again. Let's build a world for the family. Let's build a world based on real freedom. Let's build a world that's truly open and conclusive. Not this fake leftist political correctness that's right out of the Soviet Union.
All right, the report is up on InfoWars.com. It's emergency measures, MSM, don't lose your souls, a very important video. Second hour live coming up with Roger Stone and Mike Cernovich, breaking inside intel. The second hour is going to be so important. Please be active. Tell everyone you know on commercial stations and tune in now. InfoWars.com/show.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, Nano Silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.